We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Thankfulness, He is Able to Keep You Three. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5, who by God's power are protected through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. I have just read from the New English Translation. One day, during a believer's meeting, an elderly missionary shared her testimony. She had served the Lord in dangerous territories for over 40 years. She spoke about seasons of persecution, sickness, spiritual warfare, and near-death experiences. Yet through it all, she remained faithful. Someone asked her how she managed to remain steadfast for so long. Her response stayed with Seyi for years. She said, "I did not keep myself. God kept me. My only work was to keep trusting Him." That simple statement brought even deeper clarity to Seyi's heart. He realized that the Christian journey is not about the power of his determination, but about trusting the faithfulness of God to hold him. You walk diligently, pray passionately, obey faithfully, but all this is empowered and sustained by the God who keeps you by his power. The same Jesus who saved you is the one sustaining you. The same grace that brought you into the kingdom is the grace that will present you faultless before him. Your confidence is not in your willpower, discipline, or spirituality. It is in His unfailing power. Go into today remembering that your life is in God's hands. You are kept by His power as you continue in faith. Your assurance is not based on how strong you feel, but on how strong God is. Prayer. Father, thank you for keeping me by your power. I choose to trust you daily. Help me walk in faith, rest, and confidence in your ability to keep me from falling. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 19-20. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.